You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
This podcast is supported by the original organic bedding and bath brand, Koyuchi.
Koyuchi has spent 35 years pioneering quality organic textiles, long before the word organic became, you know, trendy. But words matter to Koyuchi. Words like craftsmanship, longevity, and wellness. So what does the word wellness mean to Koyuchi? It means that all of our products are absolutely free from harsh chemicals and dangerous toxins that can seep into your skin. It means effortless style that looks as good as it feels with naturally breathable, pre-washed organic cotton. And what does all of that mean to you? Well, it means that you can sleep well in Koyuchi's crisp, cool, luxuriously soft sheets that are ethically made and made with you in mind. Live well, sleep well with Koyuchi. Get 15% off your first order when you visit koyuchi.com. That's koyuchi.com to get 15% off. Koyuchi.com.
What is up, everybody, and welcome to the Tailgate. This is Tailgate Talks, and you are listening to episode 268. We are recording on a Wednesday night. It is November 19th, and we've got more Texas Tech football victories to discuss. We couldn't get on the mics last week due to some family things going on, so unfortunate, because it was a big game that we wanted to talk about. So we'll hit a little bit of BYU this week, since we didn't get our chance to talk about it last week. Of course, we'll recap the UCF game, and since there's no upcoming game this weekend, we'll kind of take a look at the basketball team and what they've done so far. So fun episode we've got for you guys. So with all of that said, let's go.
Get your guns up, Red Raider Nation. Let's go.
All right, a little Rex introducing himself there into the background. The Red Raiders are 10-1 right now after victories over BYU and UCF. Like I mentioned at the start, we didn't get a chance to recap the BYU game, so we're not going to go dive too deep into it, but we do want to give ourselves a chance to get our thoughts out on it, since we didn't get a hop on the mics last week to let those thoughts out. It was obviously a huge weekend, Lubbock, a huge weekend, College Game Day, DJ Pauly D. Everybody was here. The stadium was awesome. It was packed throughout the entirety of the game. Did not feel like 11 a.m. at all. A lot of energy in the crowd, and the Red Raiders just dominated BYU. Very good BYU team the entirety of that game. I think they made it past the 50-yard line like two times. They only had like one successful drive where they scored a touchdown. Other than that, you just gave them problems all game. J-Rod did his thing with an interception and a fumble recovery, just doing his usual awesome stuff. And the Red Raiders pretty much cruised to a 29-7 victory. So when you take a look back now, after a little time has passed, your thoughts on the dominant win over BYU?
Yeah, dominating win. But yeah, first off, the entire day and weekend was amazing, and everybody did such a great job. It's cool having like McAfee doing his show from where the team walks out of, underneath the Cody Campbell area. And Yeah, just everybody did such a great job. Didn't feel like an 11 a.m. game. I mean, even getting out around 8 a.m. to try to do all the things. Yeah. It went for us really well. I mean, I spent an hour in the very background of College Game Day where I could see most of it and hear. There's an amazing crowd for that. Got to go see about an hour's worth of Pauly D play a DJ set at 9 in the morning. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then to the stadium, I mean, it was electric. Did not feel like an 11 a.m. game at all, like you said. And it was such a dominating win. You just got all day to enjoy it. Like, you were out of there at 3 o'clock and just living on high. Got to do a little post-game tailgating and going out. And even in bed by, like, 8 o'clock if you wanted to, like we did. So, overall, an amazing, amazing day. Back to your point when they crossed the 50, just because I looked it up and I don't want to forget, they had a possession early. Their third possession ended on the Tech 33 with a field goal attempt.
I remember that
one. And then they scored once and then end of the game.
Yeah.
That was it. Pretty much two times they crossed the Tech 50 yard line. That's how bad it went. Yeah, you dominated like crazy. I mean, Bear Bachmeier never had a chance. He's trying to hurdle dudes that aren't even there and get slammed by Cole Wisnowski. I mean, J-Rod was everywhere like usual. David Bailey and Romello Hyde, Lee Hunter were making Bear Bachmeier's life a living hell. I mean, you had a really good running team and you crushed them, stuffed them on the run. They literally could not do anything to you. I mean, even with it only being a slim halftime score of like 13-0, even like 19-0 at third quarter, you felt so dominant and in control. It was crazy. And like, people complain about the offense, but hell, you still scored 30 points.
Yeah.
You know how many programs would kill for 30 points in a win?
Iowa looking at you. Yeah. I mean, it was just an incredible experience. It's always fun to have that kind of attention on your program, and just the turnout for it, the whole week living up to it. Joey was on Ryan Rosillo's pod. I was listening to that a little bit earlier, and he's talking about, you know, every day the players are going to practice that week. You got the sea of Red Raider students just out there. And to go out and play the way that they did, just like, yeah, you can tell these guys mean business, that they don't let these other things, other distractions get in the way of what they go out there and do. And I mean, honestly, it was kind of a boring game when you think about like the game part of it compared to everything else, just because you never felt nervous that BYU was going to do anything because your defense was just so good. And you could tell they were so scared to try to do anything with Bear as their quarterback. They were scared to let him throw. They were running the ball on like third and longs just because they didn't want to put him in bad situations, it seemed like. And yeah, you said, you know, 13-0 felt like it was already game over at that point. And I mean, it was. They weren't going to score over over 10 points on you. So your offense did what it needed to do this one, win this game. They had some electric plays when they needed to. They were able to consistently get into field goal range, which you'll take those points when you have a defense like you do. This isn't the past where you had a defense or you're like, man, we got to score every single drive. This is why I thought at the end of half, why you go for it there, just because, you know, I know a lot of people probably didn't agree with that, but I was like, man, you get the ball back after half. If you score on one of those drives, like, this game's over. You didn't score on either one of them and the game was still over. Like, so I think that's just Joey trusting the defense and being like, man, they're, look at how they're unable to move the ball on us. I trust this defense. We're going to take a shot here. And I agreed with it.
Yeah. You got to, like, you know, we used to go four on fourth down because we couldn't get stops.
Yeah.
Now we can go four on fourth down kind of anywhere because we know we can get a stop. Like, it works both ways, you know?
It's a different kind of luxury.
Like, you got to kind of wrap your head and switch your thinking of, like, oh, we can actually be aggressive because if we don't get it at the whatever yard line we're at, I mean, even if they're on 30, fine. Like, we can get one sack and they're out of field goal range. So it's a great concept to try to re-engineer your brain around.
Yeah, and I get a lot of fans thinking it because we're not used to that. That's a brand new concept to us. Wow, you can go for it here and not get it, and I'm fine with it because I know our defense is going to go out there and just ball out, and that's what those guys did. I mean, it's not a great BYU offense, but it was still one of the better offenses in the Big 12, and what you did to them, like you said, it's a really good rushing team. As
they held them to 67 rushing yards,
and they averaged 216 yards a game on the ground. Now, I'll contribute a little of that to being LJ Martin being not 100%, and I think his first run he gashed us. Yeah, and then after that, I don't remember really seeing him very often. But they kind of gassed you a little bit at the start of the game. They got some kind of big runs, and then after that, it was over. I think they probably rushed for like 20 yards the rest of the game after that like one drive. Your defense was just lighting it up. Cole Wisnowski was awesome this game. I think he's everywhere on the field. He's making tackles in the backfield, at the line of scrimmage, down the field. J-Rod just continues to do his thing, and you just watch this defense. It's so fun to watch this defense.
J-Rod led you with 14 tackles, obviously, and a pick. And Wisnowski was everywhere and made 10 tackles as well. And there was one play, I don't know if you remember this, but it was like a simple zone read.
This podcast is supported by the original organic bedding and bath brand, Koyuchi.
Koyuchi has spent 35 years pioneering quality organic textiles. Long before the word organic became, trendy. But words matter to Koyuchi. Words like craftsmanship, longevity, and wellness. So what does the word wellness mean to Koyuchi? It means that all of our products are absolutely free from harsh chemicals and dangerous toxins that can seep into your skin. It means effortless style that looks as good as it feels with naturally breathable, pre-washed organic cotton. And what does all of that mean to you? Well, it means that you can sleep well in Koyuchi's crisp, cool, luxuriously soft sheets that are ethically made and made with you in mind. Live well, sleep well with Koyuchi. Get 15% off your first order when you visit koyuchi.com. That's koyuchi.com to get 15% off. Koyuchi.com.
A sweet type deal. Wisnowski was playing his regular safety position, like 10 yards deep, came up and made the play at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Like, with authority. And all of us were like, oh my God, was he already there? No, he was way back 18 yards deep. Yeah.
He's like, he's got the, I was listening to Locked On and Level talk about Wisnowski a little bit after that game. And he's like, man, He's just like one of the linebackers. He plays like they do, just as a safety. Like he makes all the right reads. He's always there. We always talk about it. Every time he makes a tackle, I don't think I've seen him miss a tackle this season. If he gets there, he wraps the dude up. If we could get another year out of him, that would be freaking awesome. But I think he needs the 5 for 5 thing to come through if we're going to get him for another year. But yeah, the defense was awesome. J-Rod, of course, was sweet to get a couple moments from him with all the Heisman hype coming into the game. He gets an interception, and he gets a fumble recovery in this one. So the hype train continues to grow for him in this game. Any other kind of things that you remember or wanted to shout out about the victory over BYU?
Micah Hudson got a catch. Just
scrolling.
If anybody's excited about that, just scroll in the stat sheet. But no, nothing else.
I think the last thing I'd point out is your running game once again was very big for you in this one. Cam Dickey, 121 yards and a touchdown. Jacoby Williams had 77 yards rushing. Another over 100 yard all-purpose day for him. These guys just continue to be awesome for you, and especially in big games like this where you need to assert the dominance on the ground, be able to run the ball, be able to control the line of scrimmage there. They've just been able to do that time and time again in these big games. BYU, Utah, two of the better defenses that you're going to play all year, and I mean, you really won the ground game these competitions.
While you're there, if you just take out Baron Morton's negative sack numbers, we had 200 rushing yards
there.
between our running backs.
Yep.
Like Barron, you know, he's dealing with a leg injury and he's not as mobile, so he's kind of almost walking into some sacks, but I think that'll get better as we go. But yeah, 200 rushing yards between your two backs all day.
I'll take it every time, especially in a game like that. Yeah. Really been enjoying them just each week. It seems like they're getting better and better. Now that Jacoby's feeling like he's back to 100% health, we're using him in the kick return game a little bit more, which is fun to see.
There we are.
When he gets some opportunities, you're excited every time he gets the ball in his hands because you have no idea what he's going to do. And Cam Dickey's just been incredible. He's the leading rusher in the Big 12. Like, I didn't have that on my bingo card going in once we lost Quentin Joyner. It's kind of like, what's going to happen? We're trying to figure out how we're going to piece together this running back room, and these guys have stepped up. So I thought it was a really good showcase for them on that Saturday in the win over BYU. Next on, let's move on to last week's game, the regular season finale at the Jones this year. The Red Raiders putting it on UCF 48-9 in a game that was over from the get-go. Red Raiders scoring quick, getting a punt return, and scoring again. This game was 14-0, and you knew right then and there this game was over. UCF, it didn't even look fair. It looks like a college versus high school team at times. And you just cruise to a 48-9 victory. You get your 10th win on the season, first 10-win season since 2008. You're 10-1, and now you control your own destiny in making it to the Big 12 championship game. Dustin, your thoughts on the win over UCF Knights this past Saturday?
Yeah, this was a show-off win, yeah. I think. the playoff committee was saying your offense wasn't scoring enough, kind of hinting at all the field goals you kicked against BYU. And so you came out with authority and made sure to score touchdowns in this game. You scored one within a minute. Another one quick with Jacob Rodriguez as your Wildcat quarterback to get him to boost some Heisman numbies there. And then another one right away to start the second quarter.
Some cool stuff with Reggie Virgil in this game.
Reggie was everywhere. Besides the UCF safety that we gave him in a backup type touchdown later, you shut these dudes out, and it was never close also. I was campaigning for just -2 offensive points rather than giving the defense
points
against, so that way we could hold the zero and hope for a shutout. I think that's a good rule if the coach wants to do that. Yeah. It works the same way. Dominating performance. And then you got Barron out before halftime. Yeah. Was even there, like possession before halftime. And then Mitch Griffiths balled out second half.
He had one of the best performances of college football, like QBR rating or whatever. He was like up there with Fernando Mendoza and stuff.
Like UCF's defense is no slouch. Like they're a top 50 type defense. So like
they average. I think they give up like maybe around 30 points a game, and you had 38 at half.
Right. And then Mitch, comes in. He still puts up 10 in the third. So. Great performance again overall. It was just Lee Hunter in this game was the unstoppable force that UCF let go. Also,
our whole defense was an unstoppable force in this game. J-Rod, of course, another interception for him.
That was Bailey. A great overall play because it was forced by Bailey. Somebody else broke up the screen initially, and they tried to reset it, and that's when J-Rod jumped it. Like it was an overall play.
Yeah. I like watched it a couple times. I was like, damn, how did he catch that? Because it wasn't like a soft throw either. The dude rifled it in there, and he
was like 5 yards away.
Yeah. It was like, God. Like, I remember it being like, damn, I can't believe he caught that. And then we're watching, holy, yeah, like still doesn't really make sense how he intercepts that and reads it so perfectly. Yep. Yeah, once again, I mean, all your guys, I think Romello had another sack. David Bailey had a sack in this one. Lee Hunter was doing a great job. It's just what you come to expect from this defense, and that was really fun to watch. And one of the favorite things that I think I've ever seen a Tech team do was the J-Rod touchdown run. Like yeah. that to me, that's just so cool because we're on this Heisman campaign with him, and defenders don't ever get, you know, really noticed unless it's like a bad season and there's not a whole lot of offensive players to write home about. But he's just having such an incredible season, and all these quarterbacks are getting noticed, and you're like, man, defensive dudes who have been noticed in the Heisman, like Manti Te'o or whatever, he's putting up identical, if not better, stats to these guys. He's turned the ball over more than the majority of the teams ranked in the top 25 by himself. And so I just thought it was a really cool move by us to get him the ball there and be like, hey, go score, buddy. And former quarterback, he knows what to do there, gets it, runs it up the middle, scores a touchdown, pad those stats, baby. I just think that was really cool by us to do that. I hope we keep doing it.
Agreed.
One of my favorite things was after the game when he said, when McGuire was like, yeah, I just see all the quarterbacks getting love. So we thought maybe we just put him back there too. Let him run at quarterback. But yeah, I mean, this was just a dominating victory, as perfect as you want this game to go, right? Your offense is able to go out there, click and score. Your defense plays great and you're able to get Barron and a lot of the guys off and keep them healthy with the, you know, this bye week coming up is really good time to heal up, rest up, because big one versus West Virginia and then, you know, Big 12 championship after that. So you want everybody right. And it'd be easy to come in and have a letdown game. You know, you amped up for BYU, got that done. It's easy to just think, all right, we're going to roll now and then kind of falter against a lesser team like this. And no, you were straight to business and knocked them out real quick.
You just have such a collection of dudes that want to individually prove themselves inside the team concept that, like, you're not going to have a letdown
game
from any this group. Like, they're so high strung and together and challenge each other. It seems like that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite parts of the Joey McGuire on Russillo was he was telling, like, the first player he saw when he went back to the locker room was Jacob Rodriguez. And he was already focused on UCF. He's like, well, hey, we did what we came to do. That's not the goal, though. Like, we went 1-0 this week. It's time to go 1-0 next week. And, like, that's the senior leadership that you have on this team. That's every guy on that roster knows that the goal wasn't to beat BYU. The goal is not to beat UCF. The goal is to win that week and then, you know, make it to Arlington. And you can tell that that's the directive. And Joey's like, I think they're going to come out next weekend fired up, ready to go against West Virginia. Oh, yeah. I believe it.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Any other tidbits you want to get to? I mean, not a lot to really break down in a beating like this one. So I think we've covered the majority of it. But any other things you wanted to shout out here before we kind of touch on the seniors?
No, let's do that.
Yeah, so senior day at the Jones, we say goodbye to several Red Raiders who we've grown to love here. Some we've only had a short time with. Some we've gotten to experience a lot of ups and downs with. Jacob Rodriguez, Barron Morton, several players. Your thoughts on the seniors and saying goodbye to them and the possibility that there's still some that celebrated senior day that could be wearing the red and black again next year. Reggie Virgil, Cole Wisnowski. I think Skylar Gill-Howard could possibly, small chance there. But anyway, your thoughts on the seniors?
Yeah, a lot of great seniors. They had a good reception for them pregame. J-Rod did his kind of ode to Joe Burrow and wore his cowboy hat out there. That was pretty cool. Obviously, was announced last. Get a big pop out of that. But even, you know, guys like Terrence Carter and his family that always come to the games, that was cool. You know, Dante Balfour out there with our GM, you know, somebody's always there for somebody.
Relationships, you know what they say, that shows that.
And then, yeah, like, even your one-year guys that you brought in to elevate this program got, you know, big pops. So, yeah, always a good time. And this group got to go 7-0 at home this season.
Yeah, really like bringing back that. Yeah, that's kind of what I remember this class for, bringing back the impact of the Jones, like when it used to be that home field advantage. It hasn't super felt like that. We've gotten better at it recently, but this year it really was an advantage. You didn't have a team come within. The BYU was the closest team to you, and you went 29-7 there. Like, you were just dominant at home, blowing all these teams out, reestablishing that Jones, and these guys were big parts of it. The crowd gets up when the defense was going out there to watch David Bailey, Romello Height, Rec Shop, J-Rod to clean it up, Lee Hunter to blow up the interior. Like, yeah, the Jones was rocking, and a lot of these guys have a big part to do with that. And, hey, it might not be the last time that they play at the Jones. So
yeah,
there might be another chance for them to suit up in the red and black at the Jones and get that crowd going. So we'll talk about that a little bit more later. Before we do, it's the last time we'll open up Club Red at the Jones for now. So let's go ahead and
somebody turn on some damn
All right, Club Red opens up again as the Red Raiders defeat the UCF Knights 48-9. Dustin, I guess several ways to go here offensively. Which route you going? Or I guess not really a whole lot, but one guy sticks out.
There's one very easy answer. Yeah. That's Reggie Virgil with three tutties on the day.
Two rushing.
Two on the rushing front. And he was carrying that ball with two hands all the way across the goal line. Great touchdown catch also. But, yeah, 5 for 72 and a tud in the air. And then 2 for 35 and two on the ground. So kind of throwing that into the offensive scheme on the goal line to maybe open some things up, make some defenses shift around and think a little bit. But, yeah, Reggie had a great day.
Yeah, he was great. Good to see him enjoy his senior day with three trips to the end zone. I'm going to go with Mitch Griffiths. You know, it was just good to see him come out there and play for a good amount of the game, keep Barron healthy on the sideline, come out and control the game the rest of the way, keep you guys safe. It's good to see. And so, you know, was able to put up some point scoring drives for you, too. So I'll shout out to Mitch Griffiths and backup duty. One of those games that you kind of knew you were going to hope to, you knew you're probably going to see him. You're just glad to see him earlier than you had to, on that one. So I wanted to give Mitch Griffiths a shout out. The defensive side of the ball, once again, with this defense, just a boatload of guys to choose from. Obviously, J-Rod, the Heisman candidate, best player in college football, always is in. Who else are you going with this week?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the stat sheet, and it's like, oh, he's got a sack, he's got a sack, he's got a sack, he's got a sack.
Yeah.
It's just all spread out, and that's what's hard about playing against his defense. But like I mentioned earlier, I'm giving mine to Lee Hunter, kind of getting some revenge on his former team. Even had a lineman on UCF that was talking about being ready to play against him. He was also the left tackle. You're not even playing against them, dude.
You got a different guy you got to worry about.
Martin centers that are getting smoked on these zone read plays in the first half. So he had a great showing in that first half.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. I'm going to go. Yeah, like I said, there's a lot of dudes with stats on here. I think I'm just going to go with David Bailey. I mean, another sack from him to add to his nation's leading sack total. One of the best seasons we've seen from a pass rusher in a Red Raider uniform.
Remember his sack, where it was? What? I rewatched the game. It was fourth down.
Yeah, I remember it was fourth down.
And he just blows by.
Yeah.
And the quarterback had maybe a second and a half. It wasn't even close.
Yeah, I remember it was fourth down. I just can't remember what part of the field. I feel like it was one of UCF's like decent drives where they were like, oh, we got to try to do something here. And he was like, no, sir, that's not happening on my watch. So shout out to him. Also give a shout out to Bryce Ramirez, who also on senior day was forced to fumble and recovered a fumble. So it was kind of later in the game when the game was already put away. But shout out to those players for making Club Red this week. Good efforts, another victory, a 10-win season for the Texas Tech Raiders. And as of last night, your number 5 team in the country as the college football playoff rankings were revealed on Tuesday night. The Red Raiders moving up one spot to the number 5 seed. That would be the highest seed to host. So at this moment, that would be according to the college football playoff projections, Tulane would be heading to Lubbock in that scenario. Now, of course, there's a few more weeks of football left and conference championships to be played. But what are your thoughts on with where Texas Tech sits in the college football playoff rankings and your thoughts on the Texas Tech Red Raiders' destiny in possibly making the college football playoff?
Yeah, I think they're very properly rated. I think they should have jumped up a little bit after Ole Miss kind of stumbled a little bit. You looked so dominating.
Bama losing
also helped. But I love being in the fifth spot because you're going to get that winner of the American. Whether that's Navy, Tulane, North Texas, East Carolina, what I'm looking at here. So, great. Bring them over.
Yeah.
Tech versus North Texas would be sweet.
Yeah. Give me that all day. I would take that, you know, get up, host a playoff game against a team that you already know you're going to be like way better than. Now, crazy things can happen, but yeah. I will take that environment every day. It would be fun to have like a cool team come in here, but the same day, I'm interested in moving on.
All, especially for the last month, now that we're in the playoff committee rankings, like I want a home playoff game. I don't really care who against. I just want that 5-8 seed home playoff game would be amazing for the atmosphere, Lubbock, the environment, the fans.
Yeah.
Now I getting a top 4 seed and a bye is better for your football.
Yeah. I'm not going to cry if we do that. I'm not going to be like, damn
I
it.
I understand
but...
that. But selfishly for the fans and the experience, I would love to stay at 5. yeah, not going to cry, but very good chance we jump if we take care of business in our next 2 games.
Yeah.
That we jump up into that top 4. So we'll see what happens. A lot of other scenarios to play out over the next few weeks with everybody else, even though we're on bye week this week.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like, hey, just keep doing what you're doing. And you might end up in that 4 spot just with the games that have to be played. The 4, you know, top 4 teams are Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, and Georgia, who are all in the same conference. So, you know, would depend on conference championship games and how they evaluate those losses. But, you know, to me, I feel really good about where you're sitting here at number 5 in the terms of like, go take care of business against West Virginia. And I think you're in because I don't.
Yes.
I think as long as you win versus West Virginia, you're pretty much punching your ticket, because I don't see a scenario where you go to the Big 12 championship, lose to a team you've already beat if you're playing BYU or Utah, which those are the 2 most likely candidates, I believe, at this moment. Yeah. And they're not going to kick you out of the playoff because you lost to a team that you already beaten.
That's also the only way Big 12 is getting 2 teams in.
Yeah.
So we get to Arlington and lose to, say, BYU. That's the only way BYU or Utah is getting in, is if they beat us in Arlington.
Yeah, I just don't see a scenario where you're left out if, as long as you take care of business. Now, if you stumble versus West Virginia, still find yourself in the Big 12 championship and win there, like, I mean, you're going to have to win the Big 12 championship, I think, if you stumble next week. But, yeah, I think one more win against the Mountaineers pretty much secures your bid, and you'll be playing some postseason ball. Now, it just depends on, are you going to be a top 4 seed? Are you going to be a 5-8? Or are you going to drop to where you have to go somewhere? So that's the only thing I'll be monitoring. But other than that, don't really care about the other teams. Sorry about you, Miami. Sorry about you, Texas.
Texas should be out.
Yeah, they should.
They need to quit complaining online.
The only Miami argument I kind of get is they beat Notre Dame, and it's like, okay, yeah, yeah. But that was so far ago. That was the first game of the season. Teams kind of changed, but, you know, head-to-heads should matter a little bit, so I get some of that argument. But, hey, we're sitting pretty where we're at right now. They moved Houston in. It's like, you've got wins over three top 25 teams right now, and your one loss is to Arizona State, who's 25.
Yeah.
So you're sitting in a pretty good position right now. So it's fun. It's fun time to be a Red Raider right now. Situation that was a dream scenario at the beginning of the season has now come real close to becoming reality. So we'll be back next week to talk a little more Texas Tech football as we shift our focus to the West Virginia Mountaineers and our last regular season game. And before that, though, and before we head out for this week, we do have a little Texas Tech basketball to discuss. We haven't really dove in them too much right now, but the Red Raiders did suffer their first loss of the season in their first true road game of the season versus a really good Illinois basketball team. And we sit at 3-1 right now with a big weekend ahead of us, a couple really big opportunities with the Wake Forest tomorrow night. And then if you're able to win that, most likely Purdue in the Bahamar championship game. If you lose that, it would probably be playing Memphis, but you never know what's going to happen. College basketball is kind of crazy, but, you know, just kind of want to get your thoughts so far on what you've seen now that JT Toppin is back and playing. We finally got Luke Bamboye back and healthy, and so the Red Raiders finally getting closer and closer to full strength.
Yeah, I haven't got to watch a ton of it. I've either been busy or at South Plains basketball games. We have started our season as well. I do like the Illinois game, scheduling that game so early, and it not being a neutral site. It's a home and home. You went up there this year. They're coming here next year. Like, playing that challenging type game against a really good team, even if you weren't in full strength, neither were they, you learned a lot during that game of how to play against certain types of teams.
Yeah.
And can grow a lot from that so much early on. JT Toppin looks incredible so far. He has learned to use his left hand. Mm-hmm. And that is a game changer. I mean, the other night against Milwaukee, he had 32 minutes and 31 points. That's good.
It's ridiculous.
Christian Anderson's off to a pretty good start. Donovan Atwell is being the kind of bright spot for us so far, I think. He's really fell into that Chance McMillan role, I would say. Not as much of a creator, but the shot making and 3-point making is very high. He's doing that real well. Getting Bam back is going to be huge, I think. So got to get him in shape and ready. So, yeah, I think things are going well, adjusting and getting used to some new teammates in a game is different than just at practice.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of these guys have been out for a minute, so they're going to have to get used to playing again with each other and getting used to that. And that's why early season tests like Illinois is, I think, important. Really find out what your team is, figure out some things, and figure out some things to work on and get better. And while it was not the result that you wanted, I still, you know, we battled. It was an 81-77 game, and you had a chance there at the end to hit a game tying three. Unfortunately, Peja Stojakovic's kid was just dominating that game and got the block there, and couldn't stop him on either side. And but you know, you gave yourself a chance to be in the game in what was a pretty rowdy crowd, from what I've heard. And of course, I didn't really get to super watch this one with the family stuff going on. But it was encouraging to see what JT Toppin did in that game against a pretty big lineup. It did seem like Christian Anderson struggled a little bit there, maybe with some of their size and stuff. But yeah, these are important games to have. You're going to grow from them, and so I think like it's fun to have these opportunities. You got more opportunities coming up this week to see what you can go do against Wake Forest, and what you can do. Hopefully, get that done, and then play Purdue, and You can either add two really good wins to your resume here, or you can struggle a little bit and then we'll go back to the chalkboard. So still lots of opportunities with the Big 12 conference season coming up. And then, of course, you still have got Arkansas and Duke on the schedule. You got a Winthrop coming to town who just took Arkansas to the wire last night, I believe. So that's looking like it might be a decent, you know, home non-con game for you. So, yeah, some college basketball season is up and underway. This has been a good week of college basketball. Arizona's dominating. They just beat UConn in UConn. So they've, like, knocked off three top five teams so far. So it looks like they're going to be a team that's going to be at the top of the conference. Of course, you've got BYU and you've got Houston up there as well. And so, yeah, Big 12 basketball looking like it's going to be an onslaught at the top this year.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that and looking forward to more Red Raider basketball. Hopefully they have a good, safe trip to end this tournament. Hopefully nothing crazy happens. Hopefully they just go play basketball, win some games, come back, and keep this season going. So before we head out for the week, Dustin, it is time for our final shot. What you got?
Don't have much, but I guess I'll just hit on some Cowboys stuff. I wouldn't buy too much into their game the other night.
What, against the Raiders?
The Raiders. The Raiders stink. Now, they looked really good against the Raiders. You know, maybe some of their – they made a lot of defensive moves at the trade deadline. Got Quinnen Williams. You got another linebacker. Getting some dudes healthy. So maybe that is going to turn a little bit of a corner, but I wouldn't buy too much stock in them just yet. But look good for now. I mean, the offense has looked really, really good all year. That's for sure.
Yeah. Other football, I guess it's not panic time yet, but the Chiefs are losing opportunities. They got to start winning some games here, and it's kind of crazy because last year they were like 11-0 in one score games. This year they're 0-5 in one score games. So got to find a way to get some wins, or the playoffs is going to be kind of difficult for them to reach. So it's go time now.
Pretty
for
much
the
have
Chiefs
to win this week against Indy, because
yeah,
you go to six losses.
Maybe six already, or 5-6 or 6-6 at
yeah,
that point.
Yeah, that pretty much puts you at you have to win out to get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy because they also have, you know, very tough schedule. So they still got Broncos again. They still got Chargers again, both teams that they've lost to. Yep. And so, yeah, but they're 5-5, 500 on the season. So time to get some dubs. Chiefs, and yeah, hopefully they can do that this week against maybe Daniel Jones will keep coming back to earth a little bit. So, anyways,
I hope. Oh,
yeah, I'm already pretty much done in all my fantasy leagues, so that'll be that for me. But all right, well, that will do it for us this week here at the Tailgate. We hope you enjoy your bye weekend. We'll football free. Watch some Texas Tech basketball. Get ready for next weekend's game against West Virginia and a chance to lock up a trip to the Big 12 championship game. So with all that said, we'll catch y'all at the next tailgate. Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.